WJTL, it's a throwback Thursday, a 2K Rewind second decade. Blanca, greater is he from 2015, right smack dab in the middle. Good morning to you at 7:22.
I was only in seventh grade.
Oh.
Is that crazy to you? Does that hurt you?
No, it doesn't. It's just crazy to think it.
That was the year, Fred, that I went from 5'3" at the start of the school year, and when I left seventh grade, I was 6'1".
My legs hurt just thinking about that.
My legs hurt still. Mostly sunny skies on this throwback Thursday. Pretty breezy as well. A high around 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. That low dipping down to 39. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 59 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, both mostly sunny. Pretty gorgeous for October. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now in Lancaster, clear skies, 44 degrees. In Harrisburg, 46.
Our very special guest is a Marine Special Operations Officer, retired. His name is Jordan Ames. He is the founder of Red Letter Pursuit. Jordan, great to have you here again. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Fred. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we've been asking our guests about their life verse. Could you share yours?
Yeah, so mine is really, it's like half of a verse. It's Hebrews 11:38. And the half that's my favorite, it says, "And the world was not worthy of them." And it's referring to everybody listed in the Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of faith chapter, we like to call it. And it's pretty much just sums up their faith and what they did for the kingdom. And it's like God speaking to them saying, the world isn't worthy to have any of them. And that's my favorite verse. That's what I want to be said at my funeral. And that's what I want to instill in others.
That's amazing. Wow. Tell us about Red Letter Pursuit and what you guys are doing in Eastern Uganda.
Yeah. So Red Letter Pursuit is a counter human trafficking organization, mission really, in Eastern Uganda on the border with Kenya that mainly interdicts the trafficking of victims. We usually see adolescent ages. They're crossing the border into Kenya because they're told there's free education or there's work. Sometimes there's suspects involved. Since 2024, our efforts have led to arrests of 51 suspects and the rescue of over 264 victims.
Amazing.
And then we try and give those victims an opportunity for vocational training to help them earn an honest living in their home country.
That's amazing. You must have some great stories about how people's lives have changed through your rescue and vocational training. Is there any that come to mind that you could share?
I've received quite a bit of videos from, because I've asked our director over there, and our whole team is local national Ugandans. So right. Our director is a local pastor who we're able to identify, and he's an awesome leader. He's a connector. And so he's been able to send me over some testimonial videos, and it's great to hear how these adolescents, and some of them have family, some of them are young adults. There's a couple that have had kids and stuff, and they're just praising God for the freedom that they have to support their family, to be self-employed and not have to search somewhere else to try and feed their family.
Amazing. How can our listeners support you and pray for you?
Yeah, they can please pray for our vision. We are looking at, we want to find land to build a safe house. A safe house is very necessary because once our director reconnects the victims with their family, if there's a suspect involved, they need to come testify or there's no crime. And a lot of times because of whether it's shame or fear or guilt or anything, or maybe threats from the village or whatever the case, they don't want to come back and testify. So a safe house will provide them a safe and secure environment that we can take care of them and encourage them to testify. So that's in the future vision, and we're going to need a lot of financial support for that. And of course, to sustain the mission. So we're asking for donations of any kind as well. And you can do that at redletterpursuit.org. You can find out more information and donate.
In addition to founding and running Red Letter Pursuit, you also are involved in leadership training. And I understand you recently wrote a book. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So the company is called Red Letter Leadership, and the book is actually called Red Letter Leadership, Leadership Lessons from the Life of Christ. And I teamed up with two other individuals, also military guys, one still active in the Army. And we wrote leadership lessons from every passage from Matthew 1 through John 21. We wrote, ended up being over 370 lessons. And we were committed that in Jesus's words, his example, his entire life, there are leadership lessons. The whole the whole Bible is surrounded. The theme is relationships. God's relationship with us and our relationship with others. And we knew that in Jesus' life, there's packed full of leadership lessons. And so we wanted to find it. And so we really think it's arguably the most comprehensive leadership study on Jesus's life ever done. And so we were thrilled. We released it September 23rd. It's out on Amazon. It's sold on Amazon. And you can go to our landing page, which will also take you to Amazon, and you can read more about it. Landing page is redletterleadership.com/book.
Very cool. Congratulations on your book coming out.
Thank you so much.
It's been great to have you here. We want to encourage our listeners to check out redletterpursuit.org, an opportunity for you to help with the mission that's happening there in East Africa. Jordan, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. This was great. Thank you.
We're going back to our Throwback Thursday with Rend Collective, My Lighthouse, WJTL. Good morning.